Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Interesting fact, David Petraeus was reportedly not well-liked at the CIA.
Where he worked.
Yeah. Tip to you fellas out there, don't cheat on your wife if you work with professional spies who don't like you.
Here's Conan O'Brien. All right, let's try that again. Conan O'Brien talking about the scandal that everybody seems to be talking about around the country. And that's what we do here on this program. Talk about what you're talking about, the issues of the day, the events of the day that people are talking about on the Talk Radio Review, a list every weekend of the top 10 items that are being discussed. We have a 3-hour special that airs on many of these same stations. And during the week, we do an hour taking apart one or two of the items, and certainly the resignation of General Petraeus is right up there on the top. The woman who sparked the probe that uncovered the affair is now involved in a scandal of her own. A couple of federal officials have been accused of sending Jill Kelly, who is a friend of Petraeus, inappropriate emails. The FBI agent who was asked to look into harassing emails received by Jill Kelly apparently sent her some incriminating emails of his own. The agent allegedly sent shirtless pictures of himself to Kelly before the email investigation began. My God, what a circus this is. This is all the Central Intelligence Agency. Here's Jon Stewart on The Daily Show talking about several of the conspiracy theories that have come out of the what he refers to, and I agree, the over-coverage of all of this.
Nothing more, nothing less. Or is there?
This was announced on Friday, 3 days after the presidential election. Was it held? When was the White House told? You just have to wonder, what the heck is this?
Also convenient to be told on Tuesday at 5 p.m. of Election Day, which is the story now. It's just, frankly, it doesn't pass the smell test.
Conspiracy number one, the FBI held back the Petraeus affair story to prevent Obama from losing the election. Why Petraeus' affair would have had any impact on the election, I'm not really sure. The point is, if only a Republican had known about this prior to Election Day, ha-ha!
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said an FBI employee told him in October about the Petraeus affair.
The real question is, why is Eric Cantor protecting the president? All right, conspiracy one down.
Why would the administration want to take out Petraeus now?
This is highly suspicious in its timing.
A few days before Petraeus is set to testify about what he knew about Benghazi and what the CIA did, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so many people are saying, well, that's kind of suspicious.
This is very suspicious. The fact that he no longer will have to testify.
And now he's not going to testify, folks.
They jacked him! Right before he was about to testify on Benghazi. Conspiracy number two. Now we'll never know what Petraeus knew unless quitting is different from dying. And has no bearing on whether Petraeus will have to testify.
That's a little bit nonsense because he will be summoned up to the Hill and he will testify.
Of course, Petraeus has already spoken once to Congress about Benghazi. We know what that's worth.
What did David Petraeus do right after we started finding out about Benghazi? He seemed to side with the White House in the analysis that it was the videotape. Why did David Petraeus side with the White House in that testimony? He knew he was under investigation for his personal life. But is there more to this story about why he said that?
Conspiracy number three, either the President of the United States blackmailed the head of the CIA, forcing him to agree with the administration's lie, or that theory is stupid.
Jon Stewart working over the Petraeus conspiracy theories. 800-510-8255 and the email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Is this overdone, over coverage? One of the questions that has, popped up that maybe makes some sense to investigate on our own is whether or not, if he had respected, even paid any attention to General Petraeus. See, I think this is an inside Washington kind of a thing. I think most people don't care much about General Petraeus at all. I think people don't much care in general about what's going on in the military at all. I think that's my read, having talked to people on radio programs for a long, long time. I don't think this is on people's radar screen, other than it's a scandal. And if you look around at the so-called news media, and the kind of coverage that's given to other so-called news, when in fact it really isn't news at all. The Elmo puppeteer, for example, and what went on with him and some young guy, that's been on top of every single newscast that I've seen. What's that all about? Why is that so important? Is that really what is important? Shannon Doherty is in the news. Well, why would somebody care about what's going on? It's the same kind of thing. I think that's my theory here. And so you can agree or disagree. Let's dig around on that a little bit. And I do wonder whether or not, if you had any respect or any thoughts about General Petraeus before, have you lost respect for him because of all of this? Or is just, you look around at this General Allen, how deep does this go? How many men and women in the service are having an affair? And it's frankly against the military code of justice, so you can get court-martialed and thrown out if you're doing it. Petraeus is no longer an active general, but Allen is. He's been caught sending all kinds of flirtatious emails to this woman, Miss Kelly, who I haven't figured out yet. What in the world is her story? Yesterday, the announcement was made that the FBI has gathered 20 to 30,000 pages of material sent over the past couple of years, and that includes some of these email. It's how they found Broadwell, as a matter of fact. So, much ado about nothing. It's conversational, and it's kind of juicy and gets our minds off of some of the woes that have come into our minds since the election, I guess, much anything else, and that is the fiscal cliff, all that stuff. That's not getting any attention at all, because everybody's wondering what Petraeus' girlfriend looks like. 800-510-8255. So on with more of the coverage of the Petraeus resignation on some of your favorite talk radio programs, along with your calls as well on that in just a matter of moments here on The Countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum. Always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show Daily Edition, a discussion of General Petraeus. Here is an excerpt from a conversation Brett Baer had with Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard, who thinks the FBI is completely out of control.
Ms. Broadwell, and she is the biographer who is the alleged person who had the affair with David Petraeus. Jill Kelly receives these emails, and that starts this FBI investigation. She tells this FBI agent that these emails are threatening. The FBI agent then gets involved and starts sending her shirtless pictures of himself, and he gets thrown off the case. Which is also very strange element of this story. Then on the far side of the picture, General Allen, and he falls into this, Bill, because there are thousands of emails between General Allen and Jill Kelly that people are reporting are inappropriate or flirtatious. What is the fallout there?
Well, let me begin with General Allen, who I think has been smeared. Simply smeared by an FBI investigation that got out of control. The Allens knew the Kellys in Tampa for a couple of years. Apparently, more than half of those emails involved Mrs. Allen and Mrs. Kelly, or their CC. They're dealing with various arrangements. Mrs. Kelly.
I should say hundreds of emails.
Right, with thousands of pages. And the way it was released sensationally by the FBI or by whoever was trying to smear General Allen was 20,000 pages.
Right.
Well, it turns out they're counting each email as a page. When you hit reply, that's another 2 pages, and there's some attachments about various parties. I don't know that Mrs. Kelly was having. I don't know, obviously, but there's no reason to believe that General Allen did anything inappropriate. I believe he'll be vindicated. But meanwhile, on the front page of the Washington Post, FBI probe widens the second general. The FBI is totally out of control. It's unclear to what they were investigating all of this for in the first place. It's unclear that the emails were originally threatening. She went to some FBI guy in Tampa who sounds like he was out of control. It went up the chain. No one found a criminal problem. No one found a national security problem, to our knowledge. General Petraeus obviously thought that this was going to go away, an unpleasant, an unfortunate and inappropriate interlude in his life, but he thought it would stay private. He was wrong about that. The White House asked him to leave. Maybe they were right to ask him to leave. And he left. And the final point, though, he may have been under pressure to go along with the administration line on September 14th about the video, which he knew was not true. Someone else told me that General Petraeus on the Hill that day, or Director Petraeus, I should say, said privately to one of the members of Congress, they said, what happened in Benghazi? He said, do you want the official line or do you want the real truth? So I think he knew that he was not telling the full truth. He is, on the other hand, the CIA director. They were involved in some pretty complicated things, perhaps, in Benghazi. And to be fair to him, maybe he thought that national security required him not to fully spill the beans and to kind of go along with a line that was otherwise politically convenient for the administration. So I'm a total defender of General Allen in this, and I think, frankly, people should be careful before they assume that Petraeus wasn't doing what he thought was right for the country then, too.
Yeah, I think yesterday Judge Napolitano said basically the same thing. I don't know if that's now Fox's take on it, and so all the people that are on Fox are towing the line. But I happen to agree that this thing is ridiculous. It's out of control. They have no business messing around with Petraeus's private email. Interesting that Petraeus and John Allen intervened in a custody battle in September, writing letters on behalf of a woman who was found by a judge to have a severe deficit in honesty and integrity. The woman is Natalie Quammen, the twin sister of Jill Kelly, who is involved as a central figure on this. What are these guys doing involved in all of this crap? Pardon the... I mean, it is. It's crud. It's garbage, manure. And is this fitting for these guys to be involved? They're obviously very friendly, and so their fates may be tied together here in this mess. 800-510-8255. Your observations coming up after we have a couple of more excerpts from a few more talk radio programs here on The Countdown.
Help Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show following the Petraeus downfall, and now another salacious turn revealed by the FBI that the agent who began investigating the situation with Petraeus allegedly sent shirtless photos of himself to the woman who sparked the probe. The agent apparently was a friend of Jill Kelly's. The back and forth between her and Paula Broadwell is what really started all of this. Wall Street Journal reports that Broadwell bombarded Kelly with anonymous threatening emails accusing her of having a relationship with Petraeus, with whom she had had her extramarital fun. Apparently Broadwell said that she watched Miss Kelly touch him under a table. This is the kind of stuff your CIA is doing, folks. Pretty explicit, pretty important. Here's host Doug Meehan, radio host Doug Meehan, says this story gets more and more scandalous. And I guess the question here is whether or not we ought to care. We do, but should we?
Should we even care about this? Not in a tawdry way, a salacious way, a titillating way, but rather, should we really care about this? Are we worried in any way that this affected the national security of our country? To answer that, I guess you would have to go to the FBI, and the FBI's investigation into the scenario is that our government was not compromised. Our security was not compromised. So should we really care? There is the talk in the video that is now serviced of Broadwell out there at the University of Denver giving her a little speech about her inside knowledge as to what happened in Benghazi. As that investigation continues, they have looked into what she has said about it, and that it doesn't seem to jive. The facts don't seem to match up with what they believe happened. So if the FBI doesn't care, not that they don't care, but they've investigated to find out that, well, you know what, with the Petraeus affair, it doesn't appear that our safety was in jeopardy, our national security was in jeopardy. But now, as long as you still have an ongoing investigation, not only with Petraeus's mistress, and they're yanking all the computers out of her home in North Carolina. Now you've got General Allen and these 20 to 30,000 pages of documents, most of which are emails between General Allen and Jill Kelly. And officials are, even though they have not described the content of the documents that they have now, 20 to 30,000, the nature of the emails warrant presenting them to the Department of Defense. Did we care as a nation when Bill Clinton was getting a little extra curricular activity in the Oval Office? I mean, really? Did anybody care about that? Certain parties did care about that. The Republican Party certainly cared about that. But we as a nation, when we have our generals, and by the way, it's not the first time our generals have had a little extracurricular activity as well. But when you start dealing with FBI agents, housewives in Tampa, North Carolina, and 20 to 30,000 pages of documents, at this point, we don't know enough yet not to care.
800-510-8255. Do you care? Have you lost respect for General Petraeus? How about General Allen, who's, by the way, been put on hold as a nominee for the top commander of NATO, Supreme Commander of Allied Forces, not so fast, because of this investigation? That's probably appropriate as well. Maybe they ought to find somebody else who's clean, or can they? Are all of these guys doing the same thing? Would be a wonder. 800-510-8255 at 28 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
This holiday season, we at Santa Rita have a lot to be thankful for. Thank you, Wine and Spirits Magazine, for naming us Winery of the Year for the 10th time. Thank you, Wine Enthusiasts, for naming so many of our wines best buys. But most of all, thank you for helping us support our troops.
When you purchase Santa Rita wines this season, we'll donate foam minutes to help our troops abroad stay in touch with their loved ones. With nearly 10 million minutes donated over the past 5 years, that's a lot to be thankful for. Santa Rita, great wines for a great cause. Imported by Palm Van.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com. Mini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
With another half hour of today's Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's Wednesday, the 14th of November. We're overviewing the Petraeus resignation discussion and other things that are connected to it. The FBI raided the North Carolina home of Paula Broadwell, who is in the center of the former CIA Director Davis Petraeus' resignation. Agents left carrying boxes and bags of material, appeared to be taking photographs inside the house, reportedly looking for any classified or sensitive documents that may have been in her possession. And so this is bogus in terms of the CIA, and they're all over this. That's the way I read it anyway. 800-510-8255. A couple of more excerpts from a few more programs talking about this, and then some of your calls here. We ought to have a little time for the presidential election aftermath, which is on the minds of a lot of people listening to News Talk Radio as well. Here's host Lee Rayburn talking to Middle East correspondent Tula Vilahu about international reaction to the scandal.
How is the story being reported internationally in a way that, you know, we may have missed here in the States?
Well, let's start in Afghanistan, where the newspaper headlines now are about the emails between Jill Kelly of Tampa, Florida, and General John Allen, who is the commander in Afghanistan. And Afghan officials are asking, how in the world did General Allen find the time to exchange between 20 and 30,000 pages of communication, mostly emails, in 2 years with one single woman when he was supposed to be running a war? So already questions are being raised whether or not General John Allen's focus was not on the war, or was something else other than the war. So these questions are going to dog him for a while until officials in the United States determine whether the emails did compromise U.S. security in Afghanistan or did not.
So, Tula, with 20,000 to 30,000 pages of correspondence to troll through, some of them being described as inappropriate, more importantly, some of them could be seen as compromising to U.S. intelligence and military on the ground in Afghanistan?
they have to go through them. They're saying that about that most of these communications were in forms of email. U.S. officials have described them as inappropriate. That, of course, could cover a lot of things. But they have to go through each and every one of them to determine that, in fact, these emails were harmless or maybe may have done some damage. We really don't know until all the communication has been scrutinized thoroughly, because we're not just talking about Tampa, Florida here. We're talking about a region, a very volatile region the U.S. is involved in. We're talking about Afghanistan. These two individuals, General Petraeus and General Kelly, were also involved in Iraq. And this is very, very sensitive territory. And, of course, every effort I'm sure the U.S. officials will make to make sure that the email sent did not compromise security, or if they did, perhaps find out where and try to repair it.
800-510-8255, international reaction to the situation with the Petraeus resignation, the messy scandal forcing him out, sparking a Pentagon investigation, has thrown the administration into sort of turmoil, because a lot of people are changing and moving around, and there are other shakeups in the works. We'll talk about that when we get into the aftermath of the election. One more excerpt from a talk radio program hosted by Brad Krantz and Britt Whitmire, talking here to reporter Chris Miller, who was part of the media throng around Paula Broadwell's home when the FBI showed up.
At what point did you decide to go hang out at the Broad Street house?
Now, wait, the last time
Broadman house. What's your name?
The Broadwell.
Broadwell.
So. The last time we saw him, you were exiting the building about when we did 6:15 or so, or 6:30 or something like that. You're out of here.
But you didn't know about the raid at that point, did you?
No, no one had advanced knowledge of the raid. What happened was all the TV stations have had Broadwell watch around the clock since the scandal broke, and they just happened to be there when those sedans and vans pulled up to the home about 20 to 9.
And so that's when you were summoned. Your friend said, "Hey, buddy, you might want to come on down." There's a
no. I summoned myself. I was having dinner, and I saw the Twitter feed explode with what was going on out there. At first, it wasn't clear if these were relatives or friends who were coming to make sure that the coast was clear for the Broadwells to come home after being out of town since Friday.
Was anybody asking the question, you know, this is the United States of America, and I know we're kind of being goofy about this story sometimes, but you do have the right under the Fourth Amendment to not have your home invaded by anybody without some kind of representation, without some kind of warning. Did anybody notice that?
We were well aware of that out in the field, but there was no one to field that question to. But you're right, there was no attorney there, at least that we know of. No family member. She was not there. The husband wasn't there. No one who lives there was there to oversee this FBI search of the home, which we all found interesting, especially if it was a consensual search. You would want to, you would assume, have someone there to make sure that the agents stick to the agreed upon boundaries, that we know what they're here to get and stick them to that.
Was there literally a list? Hey, we're going to get this computer drive, this, and do you know if that was the deal?
I asked the FBI today if there was a search warrant or any kind of affidavit outlining what they were there for, and I was told that there would be no public documents released, or there were no public documents in the offing, which is a roundabout way of saying that there's not a paper trail at this point that is going to be on file at any courthouse.
Let me translate that. That's called a fishing expedition.
Right.
Sounds like it.
That's what it is.
And there was no media guy from the Bureau to address you guys and to give you guys information. They didn't bring anybody along for the ride for that.
All they have said was, we are not releasing any information about what we were doing at the house last night.
800-510-8255. All right, let's get to some of your calls on all of this and see what we can make out of at least some strong feelings among many women who are listening to the countdown, starting with Kathy in Florida. Hi.
I can't believe people's reaction. Petraeus is not just a regular soldier having a fling. He's the head of the CIA, our country's national security intelligence. This woman, Broadwell, okay, she's a Harvard graduate. She's a West Point graduate. Petraeus is very impressed with her. He's sleeping with her. God knows what he's telling her. She sends an email, a threat, to another woman. Okay, She's got bad judgment, doesn't she, this woman, Paula Broadwell? She's impulsive. But now, doesn't this make you wonder what the heck?
What the heck? I want to know about these flirtatious emails with Kelly and the CIA guy who was trying to check her out, checking her out more than in one way. Here's another lady named Lisa in Arizona.
I just wanted to say that the exposure of the whole affair to me, I think that it questions his integrity, which to me questions his integrity regarding Benghazi, because if we're going to say this person is supposed to have a high position and his integrity's been questioned, then why are we not holding every person that has an extramarital affair to the same level of integrity? If we're going to hold people to a standard for having affairs, let's start in the Oval Office. President Clinton, was he held accountable? Was he removed from office? Did he resign from office for being exposed for having an affair with Monica Lewinsky? No, he wasn't.
Man, doesn't this get rehashed over and over again, the Clinton affair? Like a lot of stories, powerful Washington figures having secret affairs. This situation goes far beyond sex. And that's probably why it's getting as much attention, excuse me, as it is, especially in the wake of the September 11th attack on the consulate in Libya. Petraeus is 60. This other woman is 40. That always makes for good copy. There's a lot of video of these two people together and separately. And then there's the question about Mrs. Petraeus, Holly Petraeus. What's her story, and is anybody sticking a camera or a microphone in front of her face? 800-510-8255. How'd you feel if you're in this situation? Barbara in Missouri, you got questions?
My comment is more about the investigation itself. I'm wondering who authorized it. It sounds like this woman had her friend, who was an FBI agent, start snooping into emails. And then, and the other thing that sounded odd to me about it was that an FBI agent spoke directly to Cantor in the house. So, I mean, isn't there something like a chain of command where that FBI agent should have gone to his superiors who would have gone to their superiors? It sounds like it was kind of an excuse to get into Petraeus's emails, and I think it's still all about the Benghazi thing.
800-510-8255. That certainly is one thing. That is the end of his career. The timeline of the affair is kind of interesting to look at. But again, it's all gossip and stuff that has nothing to do with really the security of our country, even though these guys at the FBI want to make you think it does. Cassie in Ohio is with me on the timing issue.
My focus isn't on the sex scandal at all, and I'm kind of disturbed that everyone's focusing on that, although it's a tragedy for the general and his family. But given the far-reaching magnitude and the tragedy and mishandling of Benghazi, I find the timing curious. General Petraeus, having now resigned, is a free agent, so to speak. He doesn't have a boss or a higher-up that he's going to have to answer to now. He doesn't have a position he has to worry about. And he, in fact, resigned. He outed himself in regards to the affair, and I found that extremely interesting. He did that all on his own regarding that scandal. In short, if anyone wanted to hold an affair over his head or use it for leverage for anything, given that he was going to be testifying in a few days, they'd be pretty much holding an empty bag right now. I think the timing on this is interesting, and General Petraeus may very well have had a bigger reason to resign and out himself.
All right, that's interesting speculation. One more caller. Let's listen to Madeline in Louisiana on this problem.
I think that one of the problems that we're facing is that there are no standards for anyone in terms of conduct, and that the lack of standards is something that is being given to our children and to young people, and that we are surprised when our young people do certain things that we are stunned at the cheating or the lying or the manipulation. And all of this is a result of the fact that we have absolutely no standard for any public official or any person in a place of power.
All right, up next, a discussion of the election aftermath. That's big stuff this week on the Countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid, the number 4, sandy.com. Thank you.
800-510-8255. All right, the election aftermath. Here's Frank in New Jersey, concerned about what the president is going to do now that he's been reelected.
I'm very disappointed because I'm not going to sound like a crybaby. This guy's had 4 years, okay? And he hasn't shown me anything in 4 years because the unemployment rate, the debt, everything. And he bragged about how transparent his administration is going to be. None of this came to fruition. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm making this is going to be the same stuff for the next 4 years. And what I'm really terrified about with him getting elected again is how much real damage he's going to do to the country if he has to nominate more Supreme Court justices. It's a shame. It wasn't the Hispanic vote. It wasn't the black vote. It was a combination of everybody voting, And what we have created in this country now is a bunch of people that want the government to give them everything for nothing and everything for free. Nobody wants to earn anything anymore.
All right. Let's get a couple of talk radio segments on the air about the election aftermath in a few moments here on today's Countdown Show.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the countdown now. Our discussion of the election and the aftermath of it. News Talk Radio, News Talk Television are part of our focus here. So let's get a couple of excerpts from several television interviews. Here from ABC, Jonathan Carl talks to Congressman Paul Ryan about the election last week and the fact that he was surprised. He and Mitt Romney were surprised by the loss.
How much of a shock was it?
Well, you know, we thought we had a really good chance of winning. You know, the polling and the data and all the people who are the smart people who watch this stuff, they had a pretty optimistic view on the night. And so going into Boston that day, we felt like we had a pretty darn good chance of winning. So as you can imagine, it was a bit of a shock when we didn't win.
You were the running mate. Was that the campaign Paul Ryan would have run?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think when you join a ticket 3 months out, you join somebody's campaign. I was really impressed with the way Mitt and Ann brought us into the fold. So I was very encouraged by that. I really enjoyed it. And I wanted to run a big campaign on ideas. We did that. We ran on ideas.
What happened in Wisconsin? I mean, I look back. You lost Janesville.
Well, John McCain, I think, got something like 35% in Janesville. I think we got a little higher than that.
A little bit.
Janesville's always voted Democrat, top of the ticket. Wisconsin has always voted Democrat, top of the ticket, except for the Reagan 84 landslide. So we knew we were pushing against the trends. We knew it was uphill battle, but we still fought.
So the president wins 330-some electoral votes, every battleground state with the exception of North Carolina. Does Barack Obama now have a mandate?
I don't think so, because they also reelected the House Republicans. So whether people intended or not, we've got divided government.
So you don't think there's a mandate here?
So I don't, because then they would have put Nancy Pelosi in charge of the House of Representatives. See, I think these ideas that we talked about, I think they're popular ideas. This is a very close election. And unfortunately, divided government didn't work very well the last 2 years. We're going to have to make sure it works in the next 2 years. That means, I think, that both parties have to talk to each other.
But could you see yourself supporting a plan that raises tax rates?
You know, I'm not 2%. For raising tax rates.
So you won't support a plan?
I don't want to get into negotiating with the media, but I do not support raising tax rates.
Period.
Yeah, I've said that. I've been saying that my entire career.
Diane Sawyer asked Speaker Boehner, if you are now the de facto leader of the Republican Party, and his answer was,
oh, I wouldn't think so. Paul Ryan's a policy wonk.
I take that as a great compliment from John.
So is that your role now in the Republican Party? Look, is you're kind of the House policy wonk?
I've always been one of the House policy wonks. My role is to continue to be a champion of ideas, to help our party be the reform party that shows how we get economic growth.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Congressman Paul Ryan about the aftermath of the election. Surprised, he insisted that his stance on Medicare and budget cuts didn't cost them. Democrats vowing to make Ryan's hardline stance on Medicare serious issues. Actually, you look at the stats, Romney Ryan won seniors 56% to 44%. So obviously, that's wasn't a factor. You think he's practicing for 2016? What do you think? 800-510-8255. A story at DougStephan.com about thousands of Americans signing petitions seeking permission for their states to secede from the country. And here's that story with a couple of reporters on Fox.
This next story sounded like a joke at first, but so far it appears to be legit. Thousands of citizens across the country are using a website to send petitions to the White House. Here's what they're asking for. Permission for their state to secede peacefully from the Union. It appears to be some sort of protest over last week's vote. Trace, this for real?
Yeah, it really is for real. You know, the people who are signing the petitions, Shannon, are making it very clear, as you said, these are peaceful protests kind of aimed at showing just how frustrated they are with the direction of the country, mostly the bigger government, and the lack of spending restraint. So now there are hundreds of thousands of Americans in 20 states now that have actually signed petitions at whitehouse.gov asking the president to allow their states to peacefully secede from the Union. Now, the petitions themselves require 25,000 signatures for consideration, and Louisiana and Texas are getting very close to that number. Certainly the right to petition your government is guaranteed by the First Amendment, and the White House is encouraging free speech, saying, and I'm quoting here, "We want to hear from you. If a petition gets enough support, White House staff will review it, ensure it's sent to the appropriate policy experts, and issue an official response." They're not just talking about the secession petitions. They're talking about all petitions that are placed on whitehouse.org. No one is threatening, by the way, to secede or wage war on the U.S., but experts point out that we live in a very politically divided nation, and that, you know, the more of these peaceful protests you see leads to more fragmentation, possibly more conflict. On the other side, many argue this is the American way, and this is the way Americans should show that they are frustrated with the system.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.